Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Read some of your response on the text. Get to the phones. John, I think you said something we need to reemphasize.
This is not last year's team.
It's not. Last year's team won 15 football games. Last year's offensive line was so much better, and last year's team converted third and fourth downs at a much higher clip. So those gambles, well, the odds were in your favor. Mm-hmm. The gambles, much riskier. With this group right now, the Lions went from number 4 in third down conversions to 27th. They went number 4 in fourth down conversions to 14th. So those decisions are riskier. Those decisions are backfiring more often. And if this team is going to win the Super Bowl, they're going to have to tailor the decisions to the team they have, not the team they wanted to have. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Adam in Gibraltar. Adam, appreciate the call.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm not trying to sound like a Debbie Downer here, but I have a golf jersey and everything, but I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I'm starting to realize he's not gonna win us the big one. I think when you see his struggles against top contenders, he really struggles. In games outside, he really struggles. I think with, like you mentioned, with our O-line, you don't need a top 3 to 5 O-line if you have a QB back there that can extend plays and be mobile. I want to say that's what they're missing. I mean, it's not really hard to game plan against Goff, to be honest. He's good when he has a clean pocket. One of the best in the league. I'm not going to downplay that. But when he is off, he's off, guys. Like, he was under pressure at all times, and I get that. But with a mobile quarterback back there, if he's under pressure, he's getting out of that pocket.
You're right.
And he's converting third downs. On that 3rd and 3, when he got on that 4th and 3, when he was pressured and he tried to step up in the pocket and try to sidearm it to, I believe it was like Brock Wright or someone over the middle, and completely missed. Any mobile quarterback would have stepped in that pocket and just got that first down conversion.
Okay, so Adam, let me ask you this question. Is it easier for you to go out, whether free agency in the draft, to build an offensive line that your quarterback, being Jared Goff, can stand behind and pick apart defenses? Because he does need a clean pocket. I agree with you. Or is it easier to go find a mobile quarterback to replace Jared Goff?
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've been kind of wanting to predict this for a few years now. This QB in Cincy that's going to want out pretty soon. And the contracts for Burrow and Goff kind of align perfectly. And, you know, with J-Mo's actions, I think we could package a deal to get T. Higgins and Burrow here. But
what?
With our front office,
going on right now?
So
what is happening?
Instead of, you know, we went from wanting to get Trey Hendrickson, now you're going to sit there and trade for Joe Burrow?
I like our defense. I think they should have made a move on defense, but I like the way our defense plays, even when we're injured. So I necessarily don't think we need a piece on defense.
No, Adam, I think we're having two different conversations. Yeah, and you're a regular caller, and you're a very good caller. This is not one of your finest moments.
Highly unlikely that Cincinnati trades Joe Burrow and T. Higgins
for Goff and J-Mo and picks. What fantasy
and
land?
Five first rounders, which you can't do.
We just stumbled into fantasy land. No,
Joe Burrow can't stay healthy.
Right.
Very valid. John, to answer your very good question, it's going to be easier to add one or two offensive linemen than to re-roll on a franchise quarterback. When they extended Jared Goff, they made a covenant with the football gods. You have to keep an offensive line in front of him. If you break that bond, that sacred oath to the football gods, the whole thing collapses. If you pay Goff but don't build an offensive line, you're underwater. And you may have to change the way your football team operates to find ways to win football games.
And I think getting those offensive linemen is going to be more challenging than you think. We don't know anything about Mahogany. I think Ratledge is going to be able to hold his own in this league and play guard or center. But all of a sudden, you're going to have a Decker problem very soon.
Yeah.
And getting these guys in time to fit Jared Goff's timeline, who's 31, and I don't think he's going to age very well. I think he's got maybe 3 to 4 more good years. In terms of the $50 million quarterback comment, quickly, why are you paying a guy $50 million if you need a defense? Peyton Manning's only Super Bowl, Bob Sanders won MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Case closed. You need a complete team.
I believe Brady, all or nearly all of his Super Bowls came when his defense ranked in the top 10 of scoring defense.
Yes. And so in regards to, now I'm not going to do, you know, off-season radio right now, but since Adam brought up the topic of, hey, go get a different quarterback. And then I asked, it seems to be a very legitimate question of, is it easier to get an offensive line or replace your starting quarterback, your franchise quarterback? The easy answer is offensive line. And then Tom asked, well, it's not going to be that easy. Here's where I think you're going to have a change in philosophy for Brad Holmes and this offensive line. If you're going to have a Decker problem, which I do believe they will, and this may be Taylor Decker's last year as the starting left tackle for the Lions, they have an all-world tackle that has played left tackle. In the offseason, you put Penei Sewell over at left, and then you go in the draft or you go in free agency and get yourself another high-quality right tackle. And then you build you got to go get yourself a center. So is it easy? No. Is it going to cost you some money? Yes. But you've already spent that money on the quarterback. He's not going anywhere. So you've got to build that offensive line.
Text coming in. 248-539-9797. If Goff hits Brock Wright on fourth down to score, nobody's crying about going for it. It's an overreaction from a loss. Hold on.
If he hits, if he has the time to hit him. And the problem was, it on that one, it wasn't the interior. It was both of your tackles.
The world collapsed on him. He got snapped by both edge. Yeah,
got the Malachi crunch.
Exactly. So, look, if he converts it, great. But if that's the line he's playing in front of, they're not going to convert them as often. That's the whole freaking point.
And that may be the most disappointing play because
he was wide open.
He was coming wide open. Jared Goff didn't have time to find him. He went to, you know, what he thought was going to be his playmaker. And it wasn't, you know, I don't think it was Goff's fault on that one. He had to get rid of the ball. It wasn't Amon-Ra's fault. It was simply not going to happen because he didn't have the time. And the disappointing part was Penei Sewell got beat so quickly on that play. And it's, to whom much is given, much is expected, especially on fourth and got to have it. I was shocked to see that happened on that play.
Guys, changing up the identity of the team midseason makes very little sense. It's not going to have the result you think. The Lions need to double down on their offense, which is still a strength, and play more free with play calls. Conservative kills this offense.
Okay, so play more free with play calls. You want to hit Amon-Ra St. Brown deep. I think he's averaging 11 yards a catch right now. You want to be able to hit J-Mo deep. It takes time. It takes time for those guys to get downfield as fast as J-Mo is. It still takes time for him to get downfield, and you've got to have time in the pocket. Right now, they don't have it.
John in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
No, I just want to chime in on this whole, like, Jared Goff not being able to win, you know, being the guy narrative. Like, the fact of the matter, none of us know who the guy is or where the guy's going to come from. Like, there's only a handful of quarterbacks in the NFL that have truly shown they can win a Super Bowl by winning a Super Bowl. Like, Matthew Stafford was never a guy that could get it done until he got it done. And one of the guys that has won it was Jalen Hurts, who looked awful. He looked worse than Goff did, I think, the other night. So the narrative that he can't get it done is just silly. And then for that guy, the caller before, to go in there and say, well, we need to go get T. Higgins and Joe Burrow and Seth, huh? Like, it's fantasy land. Like, what you guys are saying about building a line, like, they absolutely have shown that they could be a Super Bowl contending team. When they're healthy, when they have a line, yeah, things are going right. That's with every team. Every Correct. Team needs things to go right for them to win a Super Bowl. Like, it's not just the Lions. Like, yeah, the Lions need a good line and a healthy defense, and they can be a Super Bowl contending team. It's as simple as that. Like,
I think the criticism is you need it to be more perfect for Goff than other quarterbacks, but the logic applies. Like, this team has let him down by not keeping the offensive line humming the way they were last year and the year before. They've made it harder on him. Now, what are they going to do about it? These are off-season conversations about that. What are they going to do in season between the white lines to win as many games as they can this season? And not the Giants game, playoff games, plural. Do they have to dial back the aggressiveness just one or two notches to account for the fact that they don't have the personnel to execute the way they did last year and the year before?
I mean, has Joe Burrow won a Super Bowl?
Nope.
Has Josh Allen won a Super Bowl?
Nope. Neither has Lamar.
Has Lamar?
No.
So you're talking about two of the most mobile quarterbacks.
What did the Eagles do to win the game this last week against the Lions?
It was defense.
Field position and defense?
Yeah.
Will in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
You know, I just want to chime in real quick. You know, everybody want to blame Goff. And is he a top five quarterback? No. But when Brad Holmes brought Goff to Detroit, he knew what he was bringing in. And he failed us in the draft in 24 and 23 by not stacking up on linemen. You need a good O-line for Goff. Goff have a top O-line, he's going to be a top five quarterback. Otherwise, he got killed on Sunday night.
You're right.
Well, I agree. And I go back to, you know, I'm not going to sit there and look at the Terrion Arnold pick and say, oh, they should have gone offensive line. We all knew they needed corner help. Whether or not he's the guy moving forward, we'll find out. But rake straw in the second round, you double down on corner and you don't address the offensive line, and it's the same thing this year?
Exactly. And that was, I was talking about the rake straw pick, trading up to get Vaki, trading up to get Manu. Those picks are linemen that you could have developed versus these projects. So I think it's a difference between a developmental player and a project.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and obviously Manu is a project.
Yeah,
and the problem is
less raw and more plug and play.
Right, and the problem is, and I know as I'm saying all these things, they did go get a guard in the second round this year.
But one guard isn't going to make up for a guard and a center that they lost from last year's team.
Right, and so as soon as that happens, you have to go out in free agency. You have to go, and at that point, everybody's saying, hey, wait for the trade deadline. No, you can make a trade prior to the season when you have something like that happen.
And I'm going to stick with the analogy. Water the garden is what they have said publicly. You don't plant a crop and then it sprouts the next day. Mm-hmm. So drafting Ratliff this year, I think he's going to be a good player. You needed to plant those seeds before this season so that you could harvest your crops and keep your offense playing and humming the way it had been. We'll get to the two Grand Slam. Heather's news next, 97.1. Football season's heading into crunch time, don't we know it? So is your calendar. You got work, you got family, you got the holidays, game days. It's easy to forget that dentist appointment you've been putting off. Brightside makes it quick and easy, like a no-huddle offense for your smile. If you've been putting off that visit, you want to start the new year with a brighter smile, now's the time. Brightside Dental, welcoming new patients, $35 new patient special. If your current dentist can't see you, Brightside can, often same day. 9 Metro Detroit locations to choose from. 1-800-PAINLESS, visit brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
We're going to be joined by Dan Campbell at 8:02 this morning. We've got the two Grand Slam coming up, but first, Heather with the news.
So the FAA has lifted all flight restrictions and travelers should see things return to normal. So Detroit Metro Airport was among 40 major airports nationwide that, you know, saw forced cuts to flights by as much as 6%. This was obviously during the big, long government shutdown, and the cuts fueled thousands of delays, cancellations across the country. But now, just in time for holiday travel, airlines can restore full schedules system-wide. So if
huge
you are,
sigh of relief.
Yeah, if you are a frequent traveler, you probably are going to see smoother operations, more available flights, and even if you're not, but thank goodness.
Yes, everybody is sitting there going, am I actually going to make it where I need to go for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yep. Metro Detroit dominates a new list of Michigan's top 20 most dangerous intersections. So officials just unveiled the most dangerous intersections in the state, and they also unveiled how many crashes, injuries, and deaths happened at each last year. And 19 of the 20 are located in Metro Detroit. There's only obviously one outside of that area. Yeah. So the most dangerous intersection at 11 Mile and I-696 at Van Dyke Avenue in Warren saw 185 crashes and 26 injuries last year. A little bit of good news. The total number of crashes decreased by 15%.
Oh, good.
So still saw the most, but...
Any deaths?
I'm sure there were.
You know what? It's funny. I just said that it does, but on this list, it doesn't say. It just says 26 injuries.
Okay.
The next most dangerous intersection is a big roundabout. Those are also counting as intersections. It's at 18.5 and Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 162 crashes, 12 injuries. And this saw the crashes jump 20% from 2023.
It should never happen at a roundabout.
No.
It shouldn't. The people don't know how to use them yet. And when the really big ones like this one, this is not just a little,
you say,
it's the multi-lane roundabout. People don't know which lane to get into, and that they people don't know how to use them.
You said yet. Like, it's not a new concept.
I know. Another roundabout is at number three, Martin Parkway and North Pontiac Trail in Commerce Township, followed by Schoolcraft and Telegraph Roads in Redford. And then at number five, Hamilton Street and Washtenaw Avenue in Ypsilanti. So drive safe, people. Yeah. A Farmington Hills man is in custody after fatally shooting a man at an Oakland County restaurant Saturday night. Police were called to Prime 7 after receiving a call about a shooting right around 9:40 p.m. And when deputies arrived, they found the victim, who happened to be the restaurant's general manager, lying outside on the patio. Rushed him to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. About 20 minutes after the shooting, the suspect turned himself in. He confessed to the shooting, apparently told officers why he did it. They haven't really unveiled all the details. They did say that they knew each other. They'd gotten into some sort of disagreement. And the victim, or the suspect, is being held at the Oakland County Jail. Police also recovered the handgun that was used and that was reported stolen. Hey, if you want to win $2,000, give us a call now, 248-539-9797.
It's your time.
Yep. Finally, we've all dealt with flight delays before, but passengers on a recent flight from Boston to Tampa had to deal with even more disappointment when their flight had to turn around after a three-hour delay, and it was all because of one person. This was a JetBlue flight. Like I said, they had to sit for 3 hours before they actually got into the air. And then about an hour into the flight, the pilot made an announcement that they were turning around because somebody decided to go into the bathroom and vape and smoke weed. And then apparently the crew inhaled it. And they had to go because nobody wanted to have a positive drug test. So they turned around and then the flight was ultimately canceled.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm guessing the guy's facing charges, but I don't know what they are. Yes. Criminal mischief, I'm sure.
Sure.
It's always the go-to.
Come on, people.
It's awful. All right. It's Heather with the news. Let's give away some money.
All right, boys. Let's give away some money. Rules are super simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. And hopefully, our lucky contestant can get them all right and walk away with $2,000.
Our lucky contestant, Jake in Ann Arbor. Jake, good morning.
Morning.
How's it going? You got your red collared shirt and your khakis on?
Yep, I'm ready to go to work, and I'm a first time player.
Excellent. Okay. All right, Jake, so you know the rules. If there's one you don't know, you can say pass, and if there's enough time, we'll get back to it. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Your timer starts now. Who do the Detroit Red Wings play tonight?
Oh, pass.
Who sings the Sunday Night Football theme for NBC?
Carrie Underwood.
This artist had the 2023 hit Last Night.
Pass.
Who is the head football coach for the Tennessee Volunteers?
Ooh, pass.
Who is the head coach for the Golden State Warriors?
That's Steve Kerr.
What is the largest Great Lake?
Lake Superior.
What team is currently in first place in the AFC North?
Pittsburgh.
Who voiced Gru in Despicable Me?
Steve Carell.
Who is the color commentator for Sunday Night Football on NBC?
Chris Collinsworth.
Winnipeg is located in this Canadian province?
Ontario.
Who do the Detroit Red Wings play tonight?
Pass.
This artist had the 2023 hit Last Night?
Oh, Morgan Wallen.
Who is the head football coach for the Tennessee Volunteers?
Pass.
Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
Pass.
Just name a hockey team.
Yeah, we got you with seven, I believe.
That's a good showing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Started off rough, but ended strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've listened a lot.
You did a very nice job.
Yes.
I wish you would have just named any hockey team to give yourself a chance for eight.
We got back to how many? Three?
I blanked. I don't follow hockey.
I got you, dude. It's all good. So that's quick math, $175.
Yes. Well done.
That's not bad. Yeah. We're going to put
congratulations.
You on hold. Yeah, we'll make sure you get paid. You. Just hang on the line, and we'll go through it.
Yeah. Two Grand Slam on Tuesdays, brought to you by Feminine New Law. Get David, get paid.
John, name a hockey team.
How about the Kraken?
That's who they play tonight.
It is. Yes.
It is. It just does feel like just another, it's a random Tuesday hockey game. But they are playing the Kraken tonight. Mm. And then he started to pick up some steam here. Who sings Sunday Night Football?
This is Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm. Got back to the artist that had the 2023 hit last night.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen. And I thought for sure he was going to get this one being in Ann Arbor because Morgan Wallen's coming to Ann Arbor.
Head coach of Tennessee football.
Josh Heupel.
Mm-hmm. Head coach of the Warriors.
Steve Kerr. Got that one.
Yep. What is the largest Great Lake?
If he missed this one, it was going to hit the hang-up button. Lake Superior.
Team is currently in first place in the AFC North.
Steelers.
Who voiced Gru in Despicable Me?
It's funny this one was in there because Teddy and I just watched Despicable Me last night. This would be Steve Carroll.
Or Carell.
Carell, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's a big name actor or anything.
Okay, whatever.
Color commentator for Sunday Night Football.
Mew. Talk about reading things.
If I'm going to take some arrows, I'm going to make sure to dish them out too. Carol, Steve Carroll. Hey, he's my favorite actor. Steve Carroll was great in The Office.
I haven't even seen The Office.
All right, Chris Collinsworth is your commentator for Sunday Night Football. And it's not Ontario.
It's not Ontario, Bo.
Winnipeg is located in which Canadian province?
Manitoba.
That's right. Their AHL team is the Manitoba Moose. Facts that only I...
Yes,
know or care
no,
about.
Yes.
All
right. And yet you don't know where Bronner's
is. Yeah. Is that Christmas thing, Frankenmuth?
Yeah.
So is that fair or foul that John's never seen one episode of The Office?
It's foul. But,
okay.
It doesn't surprise me, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know how you don't run into one.
I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never sat down and watched an entire episode.
All right.
Not my deal.
We got a show to do. Dan Campbell, 8 o'clock. We'll talk to the Lions head coach. Coming up next, Lions are not in the playoffs this morning. Is anybody jumping off the bridge? I think this team's going to make the playoffs still. It's 97-1.
Hey, Detroit. Heather here. Verizon wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, think again. Not only do they let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. Plus, when you mention hearing this radio ad, Verizon will give you up to $50 towards an in-store gift just for bringing in your bill for review. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store today for a better deal. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. No purchase necessary for gift. Limit 50 redemptions per store and one per customer. Apple products excluded. No credit for redemptions less than $50. Additional terms apply. See www.verizon.com/switch-to-verizon/.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I got a Lions question we'll get to in a second. Couple quick texts. Dumb humor is John's niche, and he doesn't like The Office? Make it make sense. It's a show made for him. And another says, John, as the king of immature jokes, you'd love The Office.
Well, maybe I'll have to check it out. I take offense to the dumb humor. I think it's very witty humor.
That wasn't my intent. And I'm going to share what we were talking about in the break, okay, real quick. So we said that you'd never seen The Office. And I said, have you seen 2.5 Men? You said, not really. And then I said King of Queens, and I think that's always a solid
sitcom. Sitcom, sure.
And then you said you like Kevin James, and then I said, well, did you see the movie Chuck and Larry?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And you have to let everybody know who you watch Chuck and Larry with.
So that was when I was playing, and so I went with some teammates. I went with the current quarterback coach with the Detroit Lions, Mark Brunell. Jeremiah Trotter was there. And so was Ethan Albright, my roommate for 9 years. So we went, the four of us, watched Chuck and Larry.
See, Chuck and Larry, the premise was two guys had to act like they were gay firefighters, right?
Right, yeah, for benefits.
In mm-hmm. order to keep the sun, right?
No, it was to keep the benefits
keep the benefits, yeah.
Yeah, so they went through this whole, you know, song and dance about, you know, being a couple. Where, and it was Adam Sandler and what's his name? Kevin James.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious movie. And so Jeremiah Trotter, funny story. He had a great sense of humor as well. We go to sit down in that one and he sits in the handicap section where, because there was nobody sitting there and we all needed more leg room, right? And so then this guy comes in his wheelchair and Jeremiah obviously gets up and then he sits down next to us and says, I don't know why I had to get up. He came in his own chair. He's a funny dude. Now his son's playing for obviously the Eagles.
Yep.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Full circle.
Yep.
Was Clinton Portis there?
No.
Practically every other joke in The Office is a "that's what she said" joke. John, you've never seen it. John in Lake Orion.
My father-in-law is the king of "that's what she said." And it makes me laugh every single time.
Another text. I feel like we might as well go full Pistons train at this point. The wings are confusing and the Lions don't look like they're going to get it done this year. So let's get into the Lions right now. They're not in the playoffs today. I don't think that's how this is going to go. I'm not at the edge of the cliff ready to jump. I think they're going to make the playoffs. If you have those level of doubts, let us know. Second part of this question, the division, right? Losing to the Eagles sucks, but if they beat Green Bay, they're right back in the driver's seat in this division. John, will they make the playoffs? Will they win the division?
So I think the one question answers the other. Do I think they'll win the division? Yes.
Well, then so they'll be in the playoffs.
They'll be in the playoffs.
Okay.
That's the easiest way for me to go about it. I went kind of a roundabout way earlier, but I'm going to cut to the chase and just say I do think that they win the division. I think that they'll beat the Packers on Thanksgiving Day. And it may very well come down to the matchup with the Bears at the end of the season, that final game, which is going to be in Chicago. It'll probably be cold, and we'll have to go through the entire conversation of Jared Goff wearing gloves. Can he play in the cold? He has shown that he can win in the cold. He's done it before. He's done it in Green Bay. So, yeah, I think they do win the division.
The key to all of this is the Chicago Bears. I think there are 8 teams for 7 spots as we sit today. I think the top 8 teams in the NFC are the only teams that will make or that could make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Bears will play the final 3 weeks of the season, Green Bay, San Francisco, and Detroit.
And they've got to play Green Bay twice.
Correct.
And I am very intrigued to see that matchup. Not because, do I think the Bears are going to beat Green Bay? No, I don't. But because of the comments that Ben Johnson made about one Matt LaFleur at the end of the season. And then to find out that Matt LaFleur, like, hey, do you know Ben Johnson?
Not really. No, we're not cool like that.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
So think about this. Like, the Bears aren't going to have any wins subtracted. That's not how this works. They get credit for every game they've won. But if you compare who they've beaten to who they have to play, I think they're going to be the odd man out here.
Only thing I would say is be careful for a team that is loaded with a bunch of guys that haven't won. And now all of a sudden they're gaining a little bit of confidence. They kind of feel like, hey, no matter what happens, we can find a way to eke out games, which is what they've done.
And that's important. But think about,
I think the clock runs out on them, but just be careful with the team that is building confidence.
Right. But if I have to answer which of the eight is going to drop out and not make the final seven playoff spots, they're the culprit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put more stock in a team like San Francisco with Shanahan and the offense, the zombie Niners. They get to host the Bears on Sunday Night Football in Week 17. I'll put more stock in the Lions, who dropped a 50-burger on this team, who has made the playoffs and won the division the last couple seasons. And I'll put more stock in the Packers, who are going to get not one but two cracks at the Chicago Bears. So I think Detroit will make the playoffs. And Thanksgiving Day decides whether they win the division. And John, playing that game at home, evening up the score.
Yeah, and when you're looking at a team like San Francisco, I don't think they're a team that drops out either, because what have they proven? They've proven that they can win with injuries. Very similar to what the Lions did last year in the regular season. Now, it may come to roost in the postseason, but I think they're a team that, whether it's Brock Purdy, and he just came back last week, threw for three touchdowns, looked pretty darn good. Without him, they look pretty darn good with Mac Jones.
Ticket Tech says that the Lions need to win six of the final seven games to make the playoffs, which I don't think that's the case at all.
No, I think it's probably 5-2.
5-2 gets you to 11 wins.
Right.
But 11 should be a playoff team.
And I'll go back to what we said preseason with the way that the schedule looked to start the season. Hey, get to and through the Philadelphia game, through 10 games, and if you're 6-4, you're going to be sitting. You may not have the number one seed, which I think that ship has sailed. But with the way the schedule sets up at the end of the season, should they go 5-2 from here? Yes, at a minimum.
So the wins they should get: Giants this week, Cowboys.
Yes.
Steelers.
Yes.
Those are ones I don't think are negotiable. I think those are...
And your division opponents.
Bears and Packers. That gets you to 5-2.
And Vikings.
Oh, 6-1.
Christmas Day!
There you go.
I know Heather's looking forward to that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the toughest game remaining is probably at L.A. And it's not exactly home field out there, but it is a front and a quarterback and arguably the best team in the NFC, 1A, 1B with the Eagles. Even if they, if they lose that game, it's going to further solidify the point that they're not a Super Bowl team. But, John, they're a playoff team. I'm certainly not willing to fly off the handle and say, this team's out and they're not going to make it.
No. I think they have opportunities in front of them to prove that they can handle defensive fronts. And it's going to be the defensive front of Green Bay and the defensive front of the Rams.
To a lesser extent, too. I mean, you get TJ Watt to deal with down the stretch. And you're going to face the Vikings, which we know screwed them up and messed them up. You get a chance to clean it up.
But, and I know I was just all over Penei Sewell, but TJ Watt doesn't move around the defensive front like some of these other, like Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips is lined up anywhere.
No, the biggest question is, can they handle the Packer front? Because they've got two edges.
Right.
You can't cheat it and slide. You're just going to have to deal with it. And John, that might be one of the games that they have to win 20-17.
Yeah, and Rashawn Gary may be a guy that they want to say, go ahead and line up over the guards. Like that, he's got that flexibility.
Yeah. And they do it with Parsons, too. They move him all over. Yeah. Let's get some phone calls in. Chris in Tecumseh, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, I have a question. Do you guys think the roster construction has been? It's not about his antics. I think extending J-Mo at the same time as using those three draft picks from getting Kesla is going to really destroy this. Because if you think about it, there is no way that they can rebuild that line with any free agents. Plus, you have to, we see it, you have to pay Gibbs, even though I'm not big into paying Gibbs, running backs, and you definitely have to pay Laporta because they were sorely missing him. I think his fatal flaw is not the, like the Broderick Martin draft picks and stuff like that. I think Campbell have to regret paying that much money for JMO because there's only so much money. I know that the salary cap goes up and I know this and that, but you look at that line, that's his fatal flaw is paying that number two wide receiver. Cause look at T. Higgins. They pay T. Higgins in Cincinnati. They don't have any money to pay any line. They don't.
So the Eagles paid Smith and AJ Brown, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
What's that?
The Eagles paid Devontae Smith and AJ Brown. They won the Super Bowl.
I honestly think they may regret.
Maybe they do. I want to make the point that it's not disqualifying. It does make your life harder, and I think Howie Roseman's been super aggressive to capitalize because of it. And the challenge is there for Brad Holmes now.
Yep.
Talk to Dan Campbell coming up at 8 o'clock. Get some of his thoughts on the Lions situation as we sit today. It's 97.1. Let's be honest. Nobody plans for a new roof. And it always seems to come at the worst time. You haven't saved up a bunch of money. The cost can feel overwhelming. I want you to know about Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home with 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means you can get the quality roof you need today without the stress of that big upfront payment. Here's the thing. Shaner's not a fly-by-night company. They didn't just start their business yesterday. When they talk about the work they do, it's built on thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about their professionalism, the craftsmanship, the customer care. See what I'm talking about? 4.9 star Google rating. If your roof is leaking, if it's aging, if you're ready for peace of mind, you don't have to stress about it. Go to mymichiganroof.com. That's mymichiganroof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability. Trying to assess the level of stress and panic that Lions fans are feeling today. Not in the playoffs, headed into week 12. Third place in the division. Tech says they won't make the playoffs. It's from Ken and Clawson. They didn't address the offensive line. I will say the defense has been a pleasant surprise. A few more texts. The Bears have a -6 point differential. The Lions are +74. I think that tells you everything about the Bears. They'll be the one to miss. Josh and Warren. Guys, as panicked as we are, realistically, we should go 6-1 to end the year. At worst, 5-2. I'm not crazy. Says the only game we will be dogs will be the Rams. Mm-hmm. And that's if Stafford is still standing with his back.
I agree. You're probably going to be favored in 6 of the last 7, as you should be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to come down to a matter of execution. And in these games, how can you get that offensive line to gel and be better by the time you get to the playoffs?
And do you need to play a little differently? It's something that we discussed a little bit yesterday. We've discussed a little bit today. It's something we can ask Campbell about is, look, they're not converting third and fourth down the way they did a year ago. And it's understandable. The offensive line is not as good as it was a year ago. Do they need to dial back a little bit of the aggressiveness, lean into the strength of the team with their defense? I'm not saying on 4th-and-1 they should cowardly punt at midfield. But at 4th-and-5, I mean, the defense is going to get healthier. The defense is the side of the ball that you feel like has even more going well for it.
Yeah, and more reinforcements on the way.
Yeah,
I mean, the secondary's played well, amazingly so. And I think Kelvin Shepard has done a tremendous job, but you get DJ Reed back, and that's an upgrade.
Like the gambles that they've been so famous for. They were 4th last year on 4th down, 4th last year on 3rd down. This year, 27th on 3rd down, 14th on 4th down. You don't have the team you had last year. Do you need to slightly alter, not completely reimagine who you are as a football team, but slightly alter to give yourself the best chance to win? Lions are the only team over 500 the Bears have played so far this year, and the Browns are the only team under 500 they play the rest of the way. This texter predicts they will beat the Browns and the Packers, but finish 9-8 for the Chicago Bears. Hmm. That would make them the odd man out.
Yes.
Again, their final 3 weeks are Green Bay, San Francisco, Detroit.
That's a gauntlet.
They're gonna decide
mm-hmm.
with their play
who the final team is in the NFC playoff. 248-539-9797. We'll talk to Dan Campbell coming up at 8:02.
Here's the other thing. When you're looking at whether or not the Lions will adjust their, the way that they're operating, are they going to continue to be aggressive? They can still be aggressive against teams like Dallas. They can be aggressive even against like the Bears
or the Steelers.
What it comes down to, when you're playing Green Bay and when you're playing the Rams, do you feel the need, because of the way the defense is playing, and maybe by the time they play the Rams, the offensive line is gelling and you're looking at a different situation.
Yeah, maybe.
You're allowed to adjust. But right now, I think the adjustment has to be, hey, if you're at midfield, instead of going for it on 4th and 3, the best decision might be actually playing field position battle, because you have one of the better punters in the NFL, and you can pin a team inside the 10-yard line, make them go 90 yards against this defense.
So that's the best answer. Like, sometimes when we have coaches on, I try to think, like, how are they going to answer this question? The best answer is, well, it's going to depend on who we play, and we're going to do whatever we have to do that week to win. But that means there will be some weeks where you shouldn't be as aggressive on fourth down. Like, think about with the Eagles. The Eagles did not march up and down the field against the Lions. Far from it. But they leaned on their front. They leaned on their defense. They took some field goals. And if you're looking in the NFC right now, I don't think the Eagles offense is elite. I don't think the Green Bay Packer offense is elite. In those games, maybe it is race to 20. And maybe in those spots, you are begrudgingly, against your nature, kicking one of them stupid field goals you got to settle for. Putting a kicker on the field.
Taking the 3 points.
Nobody likes it.
No.
You know, like, John, as an offensive player, I'm sure you were like, let's go for it. These quarterbacks are always like, let's go for it. We can do it.
Sure. As a player, you love the mentality of being aggressive, because you think, as a player, I can't fail.
4th and 2, run it behind me.
Yeah. I mean, that's the, if you ask all, five of those offensive linemen, hopefully the mindset is, hey, by a show of hands, who wants me to run this ball behind him? Me, coach.
It's just that this group, they're not converting them.
No, and they're not converting them. The numbers bear it out. They're not converting them this year like they were in the previous 2 years, certainly like last year. And the third down conversion rate can be a little bit misleading, because they're not always calling plays to convert a 3rd and 7, because they're willing to go 4th and 2, and they know it.
But that was the same as last year.
Right.
And the third, some third downs you're playing for 4th down. They did that last year and were still elite on 3rd down.
On both.
Exactly. And this year, even if they're doing it, they're not.
Right.
What else we got on the text here? Paying J-Mo has nothing to do with the state of the line. We're paying a left and right tackle high-level money. And the guy tried to make it a J-Mo issue. They shouldn't have paid J-Mo.
No, I think the issue was, signing J-Mo in the middle of the night before the season starts, and then on the horizon, you're going to have Brian Branch, Gibbs, Laporta, Jack Campbell. I mean, it was an epic draft, and they're all going to be coming due at about the same time.
As of this morning, guys, the Lions are actually 1.5 favorites over the Rams, Jay and Heartland. I haven't seen that. That would mean they're favorite
in all of them.
Every game the rest of the way. Pretty safe to say it's not a Super Bowl caliber team, which kind of puts the damper on the rest of the season for me. Derek in Brighton, he says, of course I'll still watch, but the bar has been raised, and it's disappointing that the O-line has been this bad.
Okay. They're not a Super Bowl favorite, and I don't think anybody right now is going to pick them to win the Super Bowl, but it doesn't mean that they can't.
Yeah, I don't think it's a situation where they're disqualified.
No, I'm not going to remove them from the conversation. They've moved down the list.
Yeah, they're just probably in that tier 2 of the NFC right now. And as this texter puts it, it puts them in a position of being the hunters and not the hunted. Said it worked for them in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Says no analytics or practice other than gut feeling, but I think they can play up that chip.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what type of adjustments the coaching staff is willing to make, when guys are going to be back as a part of this defense, who they're playing. It all plays a part.
All right, we're going to get a chance to pick Dan Campbell's brain and get a little bit of perspective on where the Lions go from here. They're going to play the New York Giants this week at home, 1 o'clock kick, the last scheduled 1 o'clock kick of the season. A bunch of big games coming up. Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving Day. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.